Okay. Last share on this topic before we move into Los Chanim. I know you're so excited. Okay. So as we noted, the two, if we wanted to sort of carve out the position of Poskim on this issue, the two poles that they're really in conversation with, so to speak, are on the one hand the Heter, which is set out in Our Gemara and Avodah Zarah, and the parallel Gemara in Bava Metzia of Bavid Tarid. That technically, if one is involved with women for his, I should be careful. If one is involved in something which would normally be forbidden because it causes or is involved with sexual thoughts, touching, v'chadome, that is permitted, again, short of actual sexuality, but meaning, right, things that might otherwise be usher, looking at animals we're breeding, which is usher, is fine, obviously, for someone who's involved in animal breeding. On the other hand, the other extreme, the Gemara tells you, and the Mishnah tells you, really, and we looked at it briefly yesterday, that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, this is the first source on this page, Lo Yira Ravak Behima, Vel Yishana Shnei Ravakim Betali Rachat, right? A single person shouldn't be a shepherd. Two single males shouldn't sleep under one blanket. Again, as we've spoken about, the norm in the time of the Gemara was to sleep without clothing. Right? That's what makes this particularly problematic. The Chacham Matiren, and the Chacham says it's okay. But Kol Shasakav Im Hanashim Lo Yistachin Im Hanashim. If someone works with women, so he shouldn't have yichud with them. We'll see what that means in a minute. Lo Yilamed Adam Is Bino Umnos Bein Hanashim. And Chachilo, you shouldn't teach your son a business amongst women. I will, as long as we're mentioning this Gemara, I will just say in parentheses that the Meiri has a unique shot on this Gemara. And the way the Meiri understands this is that it is usher to have co-education. That's what he says.
Usher to have
co-education.
Like girls and...
girls and boys. Yes. That's unique. He doesn't... The only medieval person who sees that in a Gemara, right? Explicitly.
But nowadays...
Oh, whether it's mutar or not is a different discussion. I'm just saying that perish in this sugya is sort of unique.
Asku imanashim is specifically it just like your when it says like your osik. What is?
I assume that means business, but lavdafka could be volunteer work, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Meaning that does he give more clarification to that? I mean, the Miri.
Yes, he says it's usher. That's it. That's it. I don't think there was much co-education going on in like 13th century Provence, 1300 Provence. I don't know.
There wasn't, though.
I don't know. Like, okay. Anyways, in modern discussions, there's plenty of discussion about this, right? That's one of the many topics that comes out of these sugyas that I didn't want to get into because Yesh Gvul will go on forever.
So it is nowadays, I didn't say it was mutter.
No, I said we're looking at this. I'm just mentioning the Meiri.
That's why I said it. Would nowadays it be usher?
According to the Meiri, yes.
We don't follow the Meiri though, right?
I didn't say yes. I didn't say no.
Okay. I was 11 years of my life also putting sense for the files.
Between that and the beaches, you're done.
Exactly. But look, there are many poskim who say it's usher. There are many poskim who say it's mutter until fourth grade, until fifth grade. There are, you know, poskim who say it's only mutter in cities where the schools wouldn't survive if they weren't co-ed. But lechatchila, you should avoid it. There's, you know, there are poskim who say it's okay, right? No, it's all got the whole range. The whole range. I have no interest in weighing in on that issue right now.
No, I know a school also back at home. They were like also little, but they had to combine together to a certain age. Second grade,
correct?
Or something.
Yeah, there are a lot of post game who are like, well, as long as it's the younger grades, it's fine.
My Rebbe, Rabbi Zirin, Yesh Lada.
Yesh Lada. Yes, exactly. Yesh Lada. Okay, Tosu says, Lo Yisachet Im Anoshim. So the problem that the Balei Tosfot, that well, really all the Farshim are bothered by, is wait a second. What does it mean that someone who works with women shouldn't have yichud with them? Yes. And what? No one should have yichud.
Yeah, that's logical.
Right? It's not just logic. It's halacha. It's not logic. Stop saying it's logic. It's halacha, right? There's an iser yichud, right? It's an iser. You know, it's a real iser. It's a really, really, really iser, right? It just is. Gets its own siman in Shulchan Aruch. So what's the chiddush? So Rashi says, as Tosfos quotes him, "Afilim nashim harbe," even many women. Meaning, normally yichud is with one woman, maybe two women, right? Right? Wow. Maybe even three, right? Whatever. No, one, two, well, right? But not ten.
It's three and four mutar.
But not ten.
Yeah, no. Right? The thing is, if you have multiple ladies, you think it becomes more as a public area.
Correct. But Rashi says that such a person who's used to, he's whatever, he's the hairstylist, right? And he hangs out with the women all day at the salon, right? So he can't even have yichud with, you know, five women. I don't know.
Yeah,
right? Great. Right? Vidavka Rochel, and that's only this guy. Right? This type of guy. This peddler in this case.
Why do they call him a peddler, though? He's not really instigating anything.
What?
Isn't a peddler a guy who instigates?
Trying right now.
No, a peddler is a guy who sells things.
They use both, though. Because in the case of...
Peddler is a guy who sells things.
But they call him a peddler for both. When he tries to create a fight between two other people, he's also called a peddler for that.
Because we call someone who... Yeah, but the actual word rochel means...
Right, peddler of selling.
We also... The pasuk also calls someone who says lashon hara rochel.
Right.
Right, yes, but a rochel is just...
So this type of peddler is just...
Oh, this is a guy, whatever, he's, I don't know, cosmetic salesman, I don't know.
Completely wrong,
whatever.
Not fully wrong.
Because shel haram, damar le'el, anashim bivinim, anashim bechotz, choshim mishim yichot, mashrozat yachin anashim, harba lekulei alma. Right? So he challenges, because he said there are certain cases, right, because there are certain cases where it seems like it's also for anybody to be with many women. How many that is? Good question. Chein erali lo yisachin anashim afilo ishto imo. The Sharin Leil. So Tosfos is Mechadesh, what it means is that people who work all day with women, so normally we say, look, once your wife is there, you're safe. Uh-huh. The guy who works at the salon and hangs out with the women all day, even with his wife there, he's not safe. Right? He's not safe. Right? Why? Because if he's too involved with women, then things can happen, even if other people would be, right? Would be, you know... Having their wife there would be enough of a protection, right? For people who are overly involved with women, they're too comfortable, right? That's the problem.
And too comfortable is also not so good.
Yes, that's exactly the point, right? Tozer Benu Shmuel says, in the national Yisiyach, Tema, my Ribusa, Filacharnami. Again, what's the Chiddush? Upeish Bekundras, Avila Nashim Harbe, Fish Libu Gaspahen. Right, he clarifies slightly more. That's why I gave it to you. Right, this is often the case. Remember, I said that often Tosfosim, the other Tosfosim, are a little bit clearer. So he just says, "What does it mean? A lot." He means that the average person can be misyached even with two women. Right, that's how he's understanding it.
He can't be with misyached.
Meaning, he can be with two women. Right, a normal person. Right. But three or four, a normal person can't be mishachet with two, but three or four is fine. But this guy, even three or four, is problematic.
Wait, so all these mepharshim are basically just commenting on Rashi.
They're just expanding Rashi.
Say that yichud with more than one woman is...
That's what he says. Rabbi Natan Peirush, you just see, he's just clear. That's why I gave him to you. Rabbi Natan Peirush, afilu ishto imo, ho v'rovel gasben eno bosh meishto. Right, again, you just see how he's clearer. And he says, why... Why won't his wife help? Because if someone works with women all day, so he's not going to be embarrassed to be a little bit too cozy with the women, even though his wife is there. Right?
You say by cozy, don't you think if he'll be like with women and everything, he'll see these women like men?
No, that's the Gemara's point. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know. But
Donnie, that is literally the point of this sugya. Donnie, this is the point.
I know.
Is that I told you there are two poles. That this is what we have to figure out, is that on the one hand, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us that if you're involved in work, it's less problematic. This Gemara tells us that if you're always involved with women, it is more problematic, not less. That's the problem. That's the problem, right? Rabbeinu Chaim, right?
That, yeah, no, I understand. understand what you're saying. My point is, let me say...
Your point is, you like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah without the corrective of the Gemara in Kiddushin. My point is, they both exist. Let's deal with it. Right? Again, you're right. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, oh, it's someone's job. Things are more makil. The Gemara in Kiddushin seems to be going in the opposite direction. Good. Let's try to figure it out. Rabbeinu Chanan El Perish, Kol Drazak Ben Anoshim, Aval Bishu, Nosim Nosim Imohen, Lo Yisyach Imohen. Right, Rabbeinu Chanan says, no, you know what the Chiddush is? The Chiddush is that Donnie's wrong. Right? He says, you might have thought, right? You might have thought that what? That since he does business with them all the time, right? So even Yichud would be mutter because Kol Shasak, right? Because it's his job, and therefore at this point, he's gotten so used to women. And now he brings our sugya explicitly. Right? He says, you might have thought, like Dani, that because we have the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and in Bava Metzia, that he's working. Right? Or because, look, if you work with women, it's really hard not to have yichud with women. So it should be mutter, right? Two reasons. One is because you're working, you are desensitized. And the second is that it's very, very hard to not have yichud with women if you're a hairstylist, right? Kamash Malan, I feel hach yasser. That's why it has to tell you that it's not true, right? Now, so what I think was implicit in the other Rishonim, Rabbein Elchanan brings to the fore, which is, and this is what I've been trying to convince you of, that the Gemara, on the one hand, recognizes that yes, being involved with women, right, professionally is less problematic. But it also has, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, let's be very medayik here. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, does working with women have any chumros with it?
Rabbeinu Chananel is
the last parish in this Tosfos. No.
Right.
Right? What's he saying? He's saying it's Rashi and Tosfos, right, Rabbeinu Tam, both said what? That if you work with women, we have to be more machmir than the average person.
Right.
What is Rabbeinu Chananel saying? Not that you have to be more machmir, but what?
Wait, yeah, you just said we have to be more machmir.
No, I said Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam said you have to be more machmir. Rabbeinu Chananel says you can't be more makil. It's a difference.
Right.
But he's not saying you have to be more machmir. He's just saying you might have thought that because this guy works with women, and we have this heter of avid te tarid, right, that he's involved in work, that therefore yichud doesn't apply to him like any other man. Kamash malan, for the purposes of yichud, he's like anybody else. Not worse, but not better either. Right? Now, so what, Rabbeinu Chananel, if I had to phrase his shita more clearly, what is he saying? It's simple, it's not really complicated. That avid te tarid has limits. Being involved in work permits some things and not everything. Right? There are limits. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam say something which is even more mechudash, which is being involved consistently with women comes with kulas and chumras. It's not just that there's a limit to the kula, it's that while it creates certain kulas, that very normalcy creates certain chumras. And if we want to now try to figure out why do you think that it might create more kulot, let's say to look at them, but less kulot to be mizyakin with them, let's say. Why would that be true?
Sorry, I missed that clue.
Right? Why might you say, this is a theoretical, but, right? Why would you say, theoretically, possibly, that someone who works consistently with women, it might be mutter to touch them, right, to be a doctor, but it'd be more problematic to have yichud with them? Right? What would be the logic behind something like that?
More mutter to touch them? But yeah, because it's part of
his job. Why would yichud be more problematic?
Yichud can make the touch sexual related.
Right, meaning, right? The
yichud
point is...
open up that.
Right, exactly, right? I think that's really what they're getting at, is
just
that...
just feeling your pulse, I don't need the door closed to do that.
Right, meaning, I think that's what he's getting at. He's saying, look, avid de tarit, on the one hand, yes, it means that it desensitizes you, and therefore taking her pulse, right, is not going to be romantic. But if you're so used to being around women, and no one's going to bat an eye, right, that you're with them, being alone is particularly bad.
Because you're right? Way too comfortable.
Because you're too, right, meaning, and there's nothing contradictory about that. True. Right, that's exactly, right, I think what they're getting at, there's nothing contradictory about that. Tosas Rush.
These right, again, are all their understandings in Rashi.
Yeah, I mean, they're all, these are all, right, you just see they're all developing in slightly different nuances. Right, he says, Peter's Rashi, Luis Yachir, Afilim Nashim Harbe, Ba'adam Echad, M'shayim Aser, M'shalosh, O Arba Mutter, Shvir, like, even Ikatuva, Yevshad, Lo Megalo Ahadadi, Lo Yevshad, Lo Livol Kulam. Right, he said, what's the Svar of Rashi, right? Why is it that so many women is Mutter? Because they'll tell, he can't sleep with all of them, right? Means there'll be witnesses, v'chule. Let's see, does he have anything that I would add? Okay, just look at two lines from the bottom. He quotes from Elchanan, and then he says, "Uksas kasha perseh, dahave le'lemisne le'elos yached ish imshtein hashim v'afilu asako imo." Imayim, if he was just saying there's a limit, why didn't you say that earlier? And Rabbeinu Tam says, "Avishto imo." Okay, fine. But whether you take Rabbeinu Elchanan, or you take the other Rishonim, whether you say that there's a limit to it, or in certain senses, what creates a kula in one way creates a chomra in another way. What's clear from both all these shitos is that this is a balance, right? This is a balance, right? Is that there's right on the one hand, yes, being involved professionally does create right mitigate certain problems, but it can either exacerbate other problems, and there's certain problems it can't solve. Right, that's what I want to become clear from this sugya, right? The very fact that something professional doesn't automatically solve all problems and may create new ones. Right? Yes? Is anyone going to deny that, that at the very least, that's what emerges from this sugya? Plus...
What's again nuance in English?
What?
What's nuance?
Nuance?
Yeah.
It's like a fine detail. Like a fine point. A fine.
Okay, yeah, no, it means the same thing.
Nuancim in Hebrew. it actually is in Hebrew. Nuancim. Anyways... and you also understand why the Gemara might tell you that lechadchila we should avoid a profession where you're im hanashim, right? You're bein hanashim, because again, even though it might be mutter once you're there, that doesn't mean once we recognize there's always a, right that it's not like being involved professionally solves all problems automatically. You would recognize why right? People would say don't do it so much, right? No, again, simple shot of this profession, right, of Malach Iman Hashem, right, Uman is Ben Hashem, sounds more like a profession that will make him hang around with women. Not necessarily ones where women are his patients, but where he's just going to be hanging out with women, right? It's not saying it's usher, but it's not necessarily a good idea.
Like an office worker?
Whatever, right?
So, a hairstylist,
whatever, so I'm going to use that example,
yeah,
okay?
You're in the break room together with women.
Okay, but you're also with men. I'm saying, like, a job, let's say, which is very woman-focused. Like, I'm saying,
what, you mean like a nurse?
That's good of you. That's a good
one. A nurse might be, though. There you also
men,
have, like,
men,
the doctors.
Nurses also.
I know. Right? That, I'm, let's stick... I like with the hairstylist example, yeah. Right? It's just because I don't want to, like... You understand, there aren't so many,
yeah.
Right, male hairstylists in women's salons, right? It's a very woman's place, right? Doctors, nurses, you know... Again, the hospital is not a woman's place or a men's place, right? The balance is probably, you know, that more nurses are women than men, but there are plenty of male doctors around. Right? It's not saying a woman's place. Is that what it means? I don't know, right? You know.
We actually have a reverse. We have a barber that has two women in it. A barber shop.
Okay, fine. Fine.
Wait, so the Tosa Rosh is saying that the Chiddush is that you might think that it's fine to be misyached with many... Because there's no way he's going to do anything with all of them.
Again, okay, so. Right, I mean, they all quote the same positions. They just have slight nuances in each of them. Okay. So now, again, I don't want to like get too thoroughly into this sugya, right? Except to point out that it is a corrective, right? Or a balance, shall we say. Not a corrective. It's a balance on the other sugya, right? That it's not like, oh, avite tarid, and therefore we don't recognize that being at work can carry dangers if there are women around or you're involved in women. We do, right? That doesn't mean it's right. I mean, according to Ben Chananel, it doesn't create problems. It's just Still, you shouldn't do it lechat, right? It doesn't magically make everything mutter. But according to Rashi and Ravina Tam, no. The same familiarity that makes certain sexual implications disappear, right, like taking your pulse, still means that that comfortable, that level of comfort you've reached could cause problems in yichud, right? Because, again, I emphasize this. I'm not trying to explain this sugya ad hasof and go through every shita. All I wanted to show you, as I set out yesterday, is that this sugya, there is this notion in poskim that as much as avite tarit is this heter, right, there must be a limit, there must be common sense on the other side, right? Obviously, right? This should all be obvious, right? Okay.
What was the Tosfos HaRosh's nuance, though?
It was just that end, right? Which is that textually, Rabbi Nachmanel is very hard.
Right.
Right. That was his point. Okay? Right? I mean, because then the Mishnah should have said, right? It should have said earlier, don't be mijachot to women, even if it's goyimo, right? If it's not intrusing a new chumrah, it should have just put it in the original Mishnah that was laying out the rules.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Fine. So now, I think the way, like I said, I want to deal with two brief halachic questions that come up that I think highlight the way in which poskim have tried to balance these factors. And that is the way poskim have approached two separate questions. One is, should men be involved in gynecology? That's question one. And the second is, should men be involved in lifeguarding?
We had that yesterday already.
Yeah, we saw one, but I want to show you how they distinguish, right? Okay, so what I gave you here is from some Kuntres Leroy from online. And he notes the following. He says, "Meidach gisa matzadi minishmas Avram sheheid sheamar lagon rishamazam and orbach zatzal gabe rofei acho technai shemutil gever lechadchila lulmod mekteu azum mechevan shezeno geal pidoch nevesh." Rishamazam and orbach said gynecology, right, medicine and the like, right. He doesn't seem to limit it, and this is how the Encyclopedia of Medical Ethics understands it. Rishamazam felt it's mutter lechadchila. Man wants to go in gynecology, wants to be a doctor. That's going to force them to be involved with women. It's fine, right? They assume that this means even gynecology, not just a stom doctor is going to be involved with women. However, you'll say, oh, how could it be lechatchila? But remember what I said. In Arayot, always, what's the rule? There's what could be mutter, and then there's what's a good idea, and know yourself, right? Meaning, what's the argument that if someone goes into gynecology for whatever reason, right? Meaning, look, some people go into gynecology because
It's interesting.
Look, like our uncle is a fertility specialist, right? You know, you have to go through normal OB to get to fertility specialty, right? People want to go into fertility. I understand, right? It's not like, you know, you don't have to question their motives, right? You want to go into fertility because you want to help people with Mekayim Peravu, have children that it's very difficult for. It's a very mechubad thing. To do that, you have to go through normal, right? I mean, there are all different reasons people go into gynecology, right? They like bringing life into the world. I don't know. Fine. However, so he says, Me'ikra din, it's mutter. Because, look, Pikoch Nevesh is involved, David Te Tarid, right? Technically, it's mutter. However, what? Barur Shekol Adam Yitzrach Lachlit Latzmo Miyoch Olam Mufne Yitzro. But he said, you still have to be honest with yourself. Right? The heter of Vite Tarid, the formal heter, which the Rambam says, why is it mutter? Because you won't have hearer. Shlomo Zalman says, yeah, but you got to know yourself. If that's not true of you, then go into the profession.
Obviously, the pervert's not going to care about knowing himself.
No, because that's how the halacha is set up. That's where it says everywhere. Right? In this area especially, the Ritva Paskin's that way, in the end of Kedushin, the Marshal Paskin's that way, the Tamar Sedeshin Paskin's that way, the Lubush Paskin's that way, all the Poskim say that. It's because the Gemara says it. The Gemara says, HaKol B'day, yeah, HaKol L'Shem Shamayim. It's the Gemara at the end of Kedushin. Correct, you have to know yourself.
I heard that the Rambam used to have like a robe. And for the women that used to come in to be treated by him, and he would only treat women with this robe and with the husband in the room, and the robe was made that it would only open in certain areas where he'd have to work. Have you ever heard anything like that?
No.
It sounds like the sheet thing, which
are no, that's like a combination of like 10 different things,
yeah,
right?
Like
Abba Umna in the Gemara, which we saw yesterday, did have a sheet thing because when he was taking blood.
Yeah.
Right, where he would only uncover where he needed to take blood. That's true. That's all the Gemara says, right, about that. The Gemara seems to say that's not technically obligatory. He was a big chassid, that, right? He was zoiche, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, you know, bezdin should greet him every morning, right? It clearly was not necessarily like what everyone had to do. I have no idea what the Rambam did or didn't do. It's obviously that you shouldn't uncover more than is necessary for whatever you're involved in.
You don't marry guys that are uncomfortable with their wives but, to male gynecologists. So why should a man feel uncomfortable with their wife doing that?
Look, if a couple...
We had that
discussion. Whoa, whoa, whoa. One second. Yeah, I said, first of all... No, let me answer this particular question. If there's a particular couple where... Look, okay, let me be clear. There's a woman who's not comfortable going to a male gynecologist, so don't go. Right, don't go. There are many women who dafka want to go to male gynecologists because they tend to be more gentle, anecdotally, right? Sure, if a husband is really bothered by it and it's going to cause a tension in their marriage... So either they figure out the tension, or she shouldn't go. You don't want to create tension in your marriage, right? Certain people don't care. I don't care. Right? Abachal don't care. Right? I you know, other husbands do care. I don't care. Okay?
Most don't care, but there are like...
Okay, good. So
a lot of them that do care.
Okay, fine.
So, I personally would care.
Okay.
I would divorce her.
Okay, I'm glad. Great.
And your father would beat her with the buckle side of a belt.
Good fault. Okay, but again, that's, you know... Whether a particular person should do this.
Is this one of the things you say on base?
Okay.
No, that's why I'm saying.
Okay, fine.
Oh, God. Okay.
Anyways. But Rav Shlomo Zalman had no problem with it. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, look, but he said, you have to know yourself. Right? Meaning, formally. What?
Rebbetzins go in the yeshiva world.
Yeah. Though I did see a study, which I mentioned recently, that there was a study in Israel. Which was not surprising that there were 0% of Haredi women who preferred going to a male gynecologist or a woman. Zero. Not like what? Yes, it was. The numbers were like 90% prefer going to a female, and like it was like 10%, like 7%, like 93 and 7 or something are ambivalent, right? But there was no one who said I dafka go to a male. But in America, I think I've heard it from a lot of women. They just say women are less gentle, right? And men are more gentle.
Why does he have to be gentle? What's going on? Now I'm more curious. Why is gentle? Is he bringing flowers to the thing?
No. Physically gentle. Like when they're doing.
A woman is like, I've been through this before. You know,
deal with it.
A man.
No, that's
is like,
that's what
man,
my wife tells me. Is that
deal with it, yeah, because she's a doctor. Now this guy's being gentle.
No, that's not
like,
why. That's not why. Because the man hasn't gone through it.
Okay, I'm moving on.
If he's gonna be gentle, he could be strict and like drill through your gum and not care.
Yeah. Okay. Behosiv and Nishmas Avram B'Shein. B'Shem Hagon Rav Neuwirth, right? Meaning the person who wrote Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa. Rav Neuwirth, right? He wrote Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa. Serious posik. Shetov Yasim Efcher Sheyisa Isha Lifnei Shu Maskil Ezra Limudim. He had a practical advice. He said, "Don't go into gynecology or related fields until you're married, right? Like, you know, you're asking for trouble if this is, you know, this is your only exposure to women."
Medical school, you know, you have to. Go through rounds of gynecology.
Everyone has to go through a little bit. That's fine.
This is
Rav Zalman
who?
Orba.
Who is this?
Neuwirth.
I
think is his first name.
By the way,
these are all the time Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. This was Avram, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach himself, from Neuwirth. And he says, I'm always a Adam Mukto Kazek, Kadeshiyu Pas Besalwain Sham. Umakom yesh berosh lomar shagon rishav zav arach dibral zmanam chaprizes lois and narakim emenu. But whoever wrote this kuntris online that I found, you can look it up. It was some modern posek. He doesn't like Rav Shlomo Zalman, and he says maybe that was in time of Rav Shlomo Zalman, which was a more less parrot's time. Shekayom nifritzu kol agdaras vagbulos. Nowadays everyone will do anything. Pritzis just overflows in the universe. People wear nothing, especially in the summer. And maybe he would say nowadays women can't go into medicine, men can't go to medicine at all.
I personally don't date nurses for this reason.
I didn't agree with it. I'm bringing you bullshitos.
I know.
Now, I will point out that most poskim that I've seen understand Rav Shlomo Zalman, Nishmas Avram, or Neuwirth that's saying this is true of any field of medicine. Right now, obviously, the more involved you are with women, the more Rav Shlomo Zalman's point will hold that you need to ask yourself, are you really, really, you know, are you really in it, L'shem Shamayim, and whatever.
When you go to a man's
male doctor. If I need a dermatologist, I don't go to a female dermatologist. I go to a male.
Okay, one second. Okay, guys, now. Technically, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Lins with Avram of Neuwirth, they just say this about doctors in general, right? They didn't weigh in specifically about gynecology, even though...
That should be known already. Like,
what?
That should be obvious.
No, even though in their true vote, it's clear that they assume that there are... Right? I mean, it seems clear, and look, until recently, right, it was very rare for women to be doctors of any sort, including gynecologists, right? That's just reality. So...
They were maidwives, right?
What?
Opposite.
No, but not gynecology. They weren't
doctors themselves. Yeah.
Okay, that's my point. So, look, 50 years ago, right? I can't imagine that Rosh Shlomo Zalman, when he was issuing a psak that men could be doctors, he didn't know that that meant they would also be gynecologists because there were very, very, very few to none, right? Who were women, right? That's just the reality. Yeah, there's just the reality.
Most midwives are women, and they deal with everything in that area.
No, they don't deal with everything in that area. No, they don't. They deal with childbirth. Midwives only know how to deal with childbirth. Right? That's it.
What else do you go to the gynecologist?
And witchcraft.
I don't know. I'm not married.
Oh, my God. A lot of things. The answer is a lot of things.
How many women listed on this year?
Right? They don't just deal... Okay, you don't just deal with childbirth. They... It can be anything from a urinary tract infection, right, to fertility issues, right? Right, midwives know how, right, deliver babies, right? They're not involved in fertility. They're not involved with urinary tract infections, right? Yeast infections, right? There are all types of things that you go to a doctor for in that area, right? Right? So I can't imagine, right, that Rosh Shlomo Zalman, and this is why I think, again, I can't prove this, but like whenever I've talked to any Rabbanim about this, or I've heard Shirim on it, like people who are involved in the field, like not people who are like not, like people who are involved in medical halacha, they just assume that Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Rav Neuwirth and we're talking about all fields of medicine, including gynecology. And I assume the reason is because if Rosh Shlomo Zalman was writing about this, he's writing in a reality where most of the doctors, including gynecologists, were men. And therefore, if he says it's mutter, but you should know yourself, right? Then he probably was aware of this.
But the person who wrote this tshuva basically says nowadays.
Oh, but the guy who wrote this tshuva didn't believe it, and he says if he nekola machlokas bein a gunner Kanievsky, you gunner Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that's all lo myrel barofa klali lanashim vanashim. He said, right, there were certain poskim who didn't like this, and he said, but that's only for regular doctors. Ach mashem atzar yom rofe nashim shikol. But this guy, he says, I don't buy this. But to be an OB, right, to actually be involved only with that part of the body, I think it's usher, right? And then he quotes a bunch of random svarim, kuntres bati lagani, which I couldn't find anywhere online. Shukazev shuhu pochid lo pachot merofei nashim chovesh kippa.
Is that the one you just posted about on Facebook?
No, I'm always posting about different things. That was something else.
You don't usually post this sort of stuff.
No, I was just looking for something else. That he wrote that he's afraid of, you know, people who wear kippot and are gynecologists. Sha'af im lo yada sha'asur adorim istama yada shumukhar, right? He just doesn't believe the guy's from, because even if he doesn't know it's asur, he knows that it's disgusting. Mustama makir v'tzir z'zuhurim, and he knows that he has bad thoughts. Afil achi bachar makzah z'at yosem v'kol z'at z'rufuri, but he chose this. One second. V'yesh b'za edus ne'amana al kavanaso hazidonit. I know he's doing this for evil reasons. But this guy recognizes, whoever wrote this kuntris says he recognizes that not everybody is going to take the hard position. Therefore, he ends with a very nice little, right? What's his answer in the end?
Well, I didn't get to it.
V'nir le'inyan halacha yesh lishol she'elas chacham. Ask a chacham. Ask a rabbi. Ask your rabbi. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi. Fine. Okay.
Okay.
No. Whether you should go into the field.
Go ask your rabbi. The reason why I didn't become a gynecologist.
Okay, guys. Listen. One second. Listen. Okay. So what does this little thing show? There are certain poskim, right? Whoever this guy is, right? Who's quoting this Bati Lagani, right? Where he says that they're willing. They draw the line. And remember, I said, I understand conceptually, right, that you say, look, bavite tarid, right, you're involved in work, it has limits. And maybe for this posig, the limit is gynecology, right? This guy himself notes that some poskim weren't even happy with medicine. The majority of poskim, we're fine at least with medicine, even if it happens to be there are certain times you're going to see women. And like I said, the way I've heard it from most people is that they pachode yoter think that whatever heter from Shmuel Zalman and Rav Neuwirth and then Shmuel Avraham issued for doctors in general, they'll issue for gynecology as well, and that's what they meant. Again, I assume that they're probably right, that's what Shmuel Zalman meant. Both because when Shmuel Zalman is writing, most doctors, including gynecologists, were men, and therefore he knew the consequences of what he was saying. Second, as Yitz pointed out, every doctor has rounds like this, right? I mean, he knows that this is a reality, right? He knows that this is a reality. And therefore, most post-gum, as I've heard it, say that they think, again, I understand the post-gum that I just mentioned who say, no, this is a really bad idea. But most post-gum, right, I think, say, you know, it's technically mutter, though obviously you need to know yourself before you put yourself in such a situation. What I want to point out, however, is that despite the fact that by gynecology there's a machlokes, and there are at least many major post-gym who are okay with the notion of a man going to gynecology, right? Post-gym have a knee-jerk reaction. I gave you, this is like an online tshuva. It wasn't like, there's no like, not much there, right? That men shouldn't be lifeguards or, you know, work by the kayaks on the beach. You know, the boating, right? And I gave you here from 6 that Rav Shurlo was like, to do that, liot, Kol hayom makom otsa lo tsanua, right? To be in a place all day, which is not tsanua, he just usher, usher, usher. So here, this is what I want to point out, right? Is why is it so pashut, right? Why is it that by gynecology there's a machlokes, but many major poskim were like, look, as long as you know yourself, we'll let you go in.
Oh, I know.
But by lifeguarding, right, the poskim had this knee-jerk reaction, usur, right?
Because,
why?
Because this isn't avote tarit.
Why not?
Because your work isn't with women. Your work is with kayaks, and there are women dressed inappropriately around you. So
or lifeguarding, whatever.
Well,
what?
Again, your work isn't with women.
So, people dressed not Susie,
you can still have the same issues that you would encounter if you were just stomping on the beach.
You could give a formal answer, something like that. But I think the answer, right? I think the answer in the end of the day is, and right, this is where Rav Avinair really sort of gets at number 7, is that look. You could, if you wanted to, find a formal heter and say a man can be a lifeguard because it's a job.
Yeah, and you're saving people's lives. I mean,
and you could, right? I mean, you could, right? But you could. But why are Poskim willing to accept that men should go into gynecology, but they're really not so okay?
Well, men historically have been doctors, and therefore there weren't women around, and lifeguards you could find just as easily a female.
So part of it is that, right? Part of it is that.
Is it just due to the work environment?
Yeah. I think that there's a recognition. Remember what I said? One of the things you have to remember in this sugya is there's the formal halacha, and then there's what's a good idea. And I think every posek thinks, right? I was talking to Ray Ginsburg. Ray Ginsburg said, when you asked me that question, the first thing I did was I thought back, what would I have done if I was a teenage boy? Right?
Oh, yeah. What?
I think the answer is what? Think about it, right? Well, practically.
If you were a teenage boy.
Practically, right? I think he's, right? No, he said about himself.
Oh.
Right? He said, practically, if someone is a doctor, even a gynecologist, in the end of the day, right, I think the post-com thing it's mutter because they understand that how is he relating to the women who come into his practice?
Well, I can give you a list of doctors in jail today.
The fact that there are... No.
Hundreds.
No. Look, everybody understands that it's dangerous. Right. That it can be. Avada. No one's denying that, and that's why everyone's saying, if you know you are like that,
Major
right? I understand that everyone... I get that. Everyone... No one denies that there's a danger.
No one denies that.
Right? I don't want you to impose it. I want you to tell me. Why are post-game more comfortable?
Because of the work environment.
No, yeah. Why? Because let's try to put it down.
In the end, with a doctor, right?
You feel, there's this feeling, I think, in post-game, and I think it's true, that the woman comes in, and she is your patient. That's you relate to her. Right?
Yes.
You're right. But a lifeguard, right? We all understand, right? Yes, he's Muckham's nose. And what's he doing? He's being paid to stare onto the beach all day. So in a chanami, if someone's drowning, his job is to save the woman, right? But we all understand that there's a lot of downtime.
It's not really a work environment.
Correct, right? Meaning, I think that's what they're all getting at. And look at Rav Avinair in 7, because he was the only person who really addressed it in like an online shiva, not like a fully formal source, right? But I think he really hits the complexity. And again, this is what I'm trying to show you, is that this sugya is a mix of formality and common sense, right? Of trying to actually figure out what is this going to look like and whether the heter makes sense. So he says, "Haim in adin chayav liot davka matzil b'shat gvarim matzila b'shat nashim u'motar liot gam hetech." Right? Mikra adin. Do you need a male lifeguard for men and women for women? Said tshuva, barur sheyesh l'shtadel kama she'efshar shekeni yeh min b'mina. Avol main efshar l'sader kach efshar lasrum in adin v'yishuvar. He said, "Look, definitely try to avoid it. If it's impossible, I could be mekil." Says why? Right, the reason I have separate swimming, obviously, is because there are parts of the woman's body that are uncovered that men shouldn't see. Fine. It doesn't matter if there's water or not water. This is always true. Right, tzniut is no different than any other halacha. It doesn't change when there's water. Right? Right? Right, meaning a bikini is no different than underwear. Right, right, right. It's no different than underwear, and yet no one would have a havamina that it would be okay.
Preaching to the choir.
Right, no one. Right, no one would have a havamina that you can go look at a woman who's wearing just an underwear and a bra. Right, but suddenly they go to a beach and they think, oh, that's not underwear and a bra. It's
yeah, you're right. It's the same thing.
Correct. That's what he says. That's his point. He said, "V'chein asur l'ish l'rod mikamora ila shalgum v'isha afilum ro'otan b'tmim mudum machshavata." Right? He said, "You can't look, even if you have the purest of thoughts, right?" Ki b'chelke aguf shemutar lahem liot migulim rayat mi'amutar nedin. He said, "Parts of the body that are normally uncovered, right? The nose, you're allowed to look, not stare. You're allowed to look, right? You're allowed to talk to a woman and look her in the face, right? Rak mistakel mitochana. Only if you're staring for benefit." Then a raiser shall kedin. Kavisha sikim a mishnah berurah. That's what the mishnah berurah says, right? Le'inyan isra istaklus kolama mistakal beisha afilu b'etzba kedana based on the gemara, right? That if you're staring at a woman, even her finger, came into mistakal b'leonos over belavlo surachre yinechem. Then you violate an isser if you're staring for pleasure. Vafilu vamrush afilu yesh biyado toru ma'asim tovim le'inok medina shal gehenom. Right, and even if you have a lot of toru ma'asim tovim, you won't be saved from gehenom. Raya ba'alma lefituma below net. What?
Who says that?
Mishnah Berurah. And the Gemara. The Gemara. Right? V'raya ba'alma lefituma b'lo nena mutrim lo mitzadeh musar. He said, "Kol zen em arm kol mochim en adin mutr lehem diyam megulim." That's only talking about someone's nose or their hands. Right? Avam kol mochim chayvin lehem mechusim al pidin afriya ba'alma asar. Right? But even looking, not staring at parts of the body that are meant to be covered is asar. You can't put yourself in a situation where you're looking, not even just staring. Now he goes on. He says, Yeshev del bin Matzilu Matzila. He said, I'll be honest, I think, this is Rabbi Yair talking, not me, right? I think there's a difference between a man and a woman as the lifeguard. So, Kshesh Matzila Ligvarim, as Mishirota, Nichshal Be'isur. Right? He says, look, he said, I definitely can't deal with a female lifeguard for men. Not because of her problem, but because the men who are there, right?
I'm going to pretend like they're drowning.
No, but. He's not that cynical. He's just saying they're not involved in work. They're just swimming. So if there's a good looking woman there in a bathing suit, right, as the lifeguard, right, they're not working.
Right.
Right? Right? They're just swimming. Right? So he said that's obvious. He says, okay. He said, but I could solve it. Right? Because for a female lifeguard, you could solve it. She'll just be dressed. Right, that's all.
In Maryland, we have one.
Right? And he said, that's fine. Then Kachmarakame Matsilo, that's like you. Right? Right? Vitovalim Brachakim Matsilo de Gvarim Maria. Vim Lokena Matsab. As Yezakola ish, she can ice Miluna Milorota. Now, don't you came out built the Sharish, you call him a Milorota, feel regga. Had me come out, became a chain of Mistaka, La Mistado, Kamashi Yokos, Lorota, Milorota, Kerit, Faratir, Kamakrek, Kunze, etc., etc. Right? He says, look, ideally, the woman should obviously, if she's going to be there, so she could be dressed. And we've already talked about the fact that women have lesser obligations in terms of what they can't see than men. We've discussed that based on Ramosha, which is what he invokes. So, he said, look, a female lifeguard I can tolerate. Definitely if she's dressed, right? Because I can handle with her looking, because we already see we're more makeup with women towards men. And he says, he's even willing to stomach that if there's no other separate swimming pool, that the man can go even if the woman isn't dressed properly. Because, he said, obviously I don't like it, but he's willing to accept it because he's sad, so just avoid it. Right? There's nowhere else to go. You can rely on the Gemara and Bava Basra. Fine. He said, Bekeshel Matzil in Hashem. But what about a male lifeguard for women? He said, Tzadachat shel heteru pikuach nefesh. You could have said pikuach nefesh, based on the Gemara and Sota. Right? That, remember the Gemara and Sota? Right? That if a woman is drowning, you can't say, right? Fine. Skip down. Right? He says, but that doesn't really work here, right?
Unless they're all
right? Right? Because... But he says, why? Look down three lines. He says, He said, wait a second. He said, don't bring that Gemara as a raya for anything. The Gemara says that if someone is passing by a river and sees a woman drowning, then he has to save her and you shouldn't be a chassid shaita. He said, no one said you have to be there, right? No one says you have to create a situation where the only lifeguard, right? He said, that's obvious. He said, velochein, yesh otsvar el chaticha bazarato. And now he brings, comes to our back to our sugya. He said, you could say theoretically that what? Oh, the Gemara Navot Dezar Daf Chava, Vinte Tarit, he's working. Based on that, we permit men to be doctors, right? He says, that's true, formally. He's like, if you wanted to, you could formally explain why being a lifeguard is like being a doctor. But then he comes down to common sense. He says, aval, kulanu naskim shematzavo shel matzil einu kimatzavo shel rofe. But we know, between you and me, we can all agree, right, that they're not the same.
It's true.
V'gam sfer lo nemer mekrim ka'ele. V'kol mogo b'shas ha-tchak, he's b'shas ha-tchak, right, if after l'shem ha-chos v'r zug shemati k'vi kamei t'lecham. He said, if I had no choice, so I would invoke avid te tarid. If I had no choice, because formally it might work. But still, b'mitzius, we all understand there's a difference. So he said, look, if there's no choice, right, and there's a male lifeguard there, so his suggestion is the women should wear, right, someone wore tzanua, whatever.
What do you mean, like a bathing suit?
No, like burkinis, right? Or schwimmkleid, as they say in Yiddish.
Schwimmkleid,
right? Or not to walk around too much, and not to sunbathe, etc. But what is he telling you, right? And I think he's being honest, right? He's saying, look, formally, if you wanted to only look for formal things, you could have said, yeah, a male could be a lifeguard because avinte tarit is his job. But we all understand that the issues of Arayos especially require not just formal halakhic analysis, but common sense. And therefore he says, look, if I want to come up with lumdus to allow a man to be a lifeguard to women, I can come up with lumdus. But I don't want to come up with lumdus because, right, if I needed to, I could.
Right?
But he's saying, and this is what I'm trying to drive home to you, right, is that these issues of Arayus, the reason that you could have, in the same breath, have the heter avitei tarid, on the other hand, the Gemara is saying, but you know, you shouldn't be involved too much with women, you shouldn't teach your man a profession that he's involved with women all day, is because we recognize, right, that it's not a magic thing. And yes, as Yitz points out correctly, for all the good gynecologists and doctors in the world, there are the ones who really were perverts, and the ones who really do end up in jail. Right?
Yeah,
right?
But,
there are,
but,
right?
No, the thing is...
And the ones that haven't been caught yet.
There's
in
a majority, no, there's no...
No, in a Hanami, yeah. But that's not my point. I'm not saying it's usher. I think the majority of Boskim think it's mutter to go into gynecology. But what I'm telling you is that everybody knows that just because something's mutter doesn't mean it's a good idea, because it still is dangerous, and that's why every posek, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, it's mutter, but you have to know yourself. Rav Norwood says, it's mutter, but you should be married, because, you know, we should still try to recognize the dangers that are involved, right? That's not a formal thing, right? That's a recognition that these are dangerous. And Rav Aviner is very explicit about it. He says, look, on a formal level, I can tell you a doctor and a lifeguard are the same. But I don't want to tell you that. I don't want to tell you that, right? Because at the end of the day, it's a really bad idea to send your teenage, you know, your average teenager to be a lifeguard, right? For women, it's just not a good idea, right? Because at the end of the day, it will lead to error. It will, right? Uvda, right? Okay. Last thing. You guys did the Gemara and Sota? Rav Aviner hints at this shita, okay? The Gemara says as follows. Okay? The Gemara is talking about the Sota. Okay? I'll just skip to the point that's relevant. Right? It goes through the whole thing. Right? The Kohen takes them up. You take them up to Yerushalayim. They scare them. The Kohen says, look, I understand that problems happen because people drink wine. They make mistakes. Blah, 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 blah. Admit what you did. Right? If she doesn't, what?
Does that Gemara in Kedushin say that?
The Gemara says in many places. Okay? So he says, look. So he says, they try to avoid her being a sota, drinking the sota water. If it gets to the point where she's a sota, what happens? So end of the Mishnah. Kohen ochez bivgada, right? The Kohen grabs her by her clothing. Im nikru, nikru, and nifrum, and nifrum. If they tear, fine. Achu megalez liba, until he uncovers her heart, right? So basically her breast, right? Visoser esaira, right? And he uncovers, or whatever exactly he does to her hair. But Rabbi Yehuda... Yeah.
This is in front of everybody.
Yeah. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Hayaliba Na'e, Lo Haya Megalehu. Rabbi Yehuda says if she was good looking, he doesn't do it. He doesn't do it. Her chest. Right? Vimma Yasaira Na'e, Lo Haya Sosa. If hair is really nice, you don't uncover it. And then if you look at the Gemara has a machlokas. What are they arguing about? So the Gemara says, look, Rabbi Yehuda is Chayish Leher Hura here. I'll summarize the Gemara. The Gemara says, in this Gemara, it sounds like the Chachamim aren't worried about hearer. Right? They aren't worried about people having improper thoughts. But in a different machlokes, about whether, right, normally a man, when he's stoned naked. Because this way, the clothes doesn't pad his fall, so he'll die quicker, so he doesn't suffer.
But now he's embarrassed when he does.
What? So the Gemara says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a machlokes between Yehuda and Chachamim. What about a woman? Does she get stoned naked or not? Okay? So the Chachamim say, the woman is not, and the man, and the Rehuda says the woman is also stoned naked. Right? So the Gemara says, isn't this a stira? Right? Because in the Gemara, by stoning, Rehuda is the one who's more machmir. Right? He's more worried that people are going to have improper thoughts. Right? And here, right? The Chachamim, Rehuda's less worried by the stoning that the men are going to have improper thoughts, and therefore he allows her to be stoned naked. But by the Sota, he's worried, and he says, don't tear her clothes. Right? Isn't it a Sira? So the Gemara says, look, the Rabbanan aren't worried of Sota, of enticing the man. Why? Because it's a process of humiliation. Right, the whole context is we're trying to humiliate this woman. Right, that's not where they're going to be excited. But by stoning, there's no humiliation, they're just killing her. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, says no. By Sota, I'm worried because if she's not a Sota, she'll survive this experience and people will have seen her body. By the guy who's being stoned, the woman's being stoned, what's the worst that'll happen, right? They'll think about her and then she's thrown off a cliff and, you know...
Fantasy's gone.
Exactly. Oh, well. Okay, fine. The rugged shover pointed this Gemara and was Machadesh something. And he says, what does this Gemara tell you?
That of a detari by a beautiful woman is going
to... Exactly, right? He gives formal language to this. And he says, maybe what this Gemara is teaching us is that avid detarid, right, being involved in your job, we say is a heter. Why? What's the Svara? What does the Rambam say?
Because
we assume it won't cause hirur. But what does the Gemara in Sota teach you? That if a woman is particularly good-looking...
Right?
Sometimes it'll cause improper thoughts, even when it otherwise wouldn't. Right? And therefore, the rugged shepherd says, maybe avid te tarid only works if the woman isn't particularly attractive.
You make a system of law like that is very subjective. Whether
yes, the arayos are subjective. Now, that's an attempt, a formal attempt, quasi-formal. I don't know if you could call that formal. A quasi-attempt of the rugged shepherd to say, yeah, avid te tarid is technically a heter, but there has to be a limit. So he puts a formal heter, a limit on it, which is if a woman is really good looking and therefore she's so good looking that it's going to overpower the desensitization that came as a result of professionalism, so then it's usur. Right? I don't think that Rav Aviner is invoking that formally. But what he's saying is the rugged shavah svara, even whether it's right or not, right, formally, what it's pointing to is that just because something might technically have a heter, Again, I've said this 10 times. Doesn't mean it's a good idea. Right. The Rambam says avite tarid is mutter because it won't cause hirur. But if it will cause hirur, either because you know yourself and you know you aren't, the professionalism won't drive the thoughts out of your head, or because the woman's particularly good looking, so you have to have a head on your shoulders, right? In a riot, that is the rule, right? In a riot, well, in many areas of halacha, there's the formal rules and then there's common sense. In a riot, as you've seen, every tshuva I've shown you, and even the Gemara itself, recognizes that the truth is always between what technically could theoretically be mutter, and combining that with the notion that human beings are human beings, and sexuality is a particularly strong desire, and you need to temper formal halachic categories with a shtickel, common sense, right? Or a lot of common sense, and self-knowledge.
Well, getting back
right?
to it, you should...
And that's why they distinguish between doctors and lifeguards, because we all understand that, at least practically, if not formally, mm-hmm. there's a difference.
But you're getting back to the roots of it, that you should know yourself where you are.
Correct. Yes, I've said that that's the root of it. I've said that that Ritva is the key to many of these sugyot. Okay, but I promise, Donnie, after today we're going to be done. So tomorrow we'll go to a totally different sugyot. We'll go to Lachanim. Shkoyach, guys.